Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And one of the things that we were going to talk to him about is GRU. You know that State Representative Chuck Clemens played a very large role in getting a governing body to come and oversee GRU because they're deep, deep in debt. And he joins us now. State Rep Chuck Clemens, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. How's everyone at WSKY?
Man, we are we're living the life. We're more blessed than we deserve to be. And the only thing is Greg is complaining constantly about his GRU bill.
Yeah.
And so are many other residents. And I know there's a lot of myths floating around. One was the possibility that Moody's was going to maybe downgrade the bonds related to GRU. Can you just kind of give us a short list and dispel some of these things that are floating around?
Sure. Well, it's hard to separate the facts from the fiction. And so I had my staff put together about 14 points with a footnote and attributes of where this fact, there are these facts come from. And let me just share with you, in the last nine years, Gainesville Regional Utilities has been downgraded five times. Now, recently, Moody's issued a report, and what it said was they were concerned about the unstableness or the instability of the ability to basically set the rates, because it's going to be an independent board instead of the city commission. Well, let me just share with you, the city commission already had said publicly and put in their budget that they were going to reduce the transfer by 50%. So it's really a false herring, red herring, a false statement, because they'd already made a declaration that they were cutting the transfer in half. That would cause Moody's to have instability from the get-go. It had nothing to do with the future of the Gainesville Regional Utility Authority.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's good to know. And I guess one of the other things is what people really want to know is how's it going to impact them as a ratepayer?
Well, the scare tactics, if you know, Senator Perry and I put a referendum on the ballot, and the only people that could vote for this, Bob, were people that lived inside the city. Well, we all have been made aware that there's 35%, maybe as high as 40% of the GRU customers that could not vote in that referendum because they don't live in the city. This new GRU board will, for the first time, represent 100% of the users of Gainesville Regional Utilities, because it would be required to have at least one member of the board that doesn't live in the city but is a Gainesville Regional Utility user. And I might add, that claim that I made on the floor of the House during the debate, that since that referendum failed with the support of the city commissioners, that I said the rates have gone up 25%. Well, I was wrong. I'm a man up and say I was wrong. Bob, guess what it was after we put the pencil to the paper? It went from $121 per 1,000 kilowatts in 2018 to $182.53 in 2023. That's our increase of 51%.
Oh, wow.
So, hey, listen, I'm sorry that I was wrong, but I only made it by 50%. It was twice what I said, 51% increase since that referendum. Do you think, and we're not going to vote on it, but do you think if they voted today and the people outside of the city voted, you think it would lose by 60%? I don't think so. I think people are jumping for joy that there's going to be stability, and for once, in a blue moon, we're going to be able to get a handle on the expenses of what the city is draining from Gainesville Regional Utilities, and we're going to have the benefit of the rate payers in mind with every decision that this new authority makes.
I mean, it is crazy that, you know, it was only a little over 20 years ago that GRU was considered a pretty good utility, and in a fairly short period of time, they've become one of the most expensive and deeply in debt. Do you see a way out of this? I mean, it's just the numbers. It just looks like tough math to me.
Well, you're exactly right, Bob, when you talk about the debt per customer. Okay, so Gainesville Regional Utility's got about 100,000 customers. If you broke the debt that they have down, it's $17,450 per customer.
Wow.
Take that in contrast with the city of Gainesville. They've got about, city of Tallahassee, they've got about 128,000 customers. Their debt is $7,200. So 40% of the debt in the city of Tallahassee is what the city of Gainesville is carrying. And it's even worse for the city of Lakeland for us, as far as we are the highest debt-laden municipal utility in the state, and it's no wonder that we have the highest rates in the state.
Is this something that the state would consider a cause for some kind of bailout at some point?
Well, that's exactly the reason, Bob, that we have the authority to put this board together, is because as a subdivision of state government, the city of Gainesville, although they're chartered and they're their own governance structure, if should they default, guess who they come to? They come knocking on the door of the Capitol, and they would want, and rightly so, we are required to bail them out. And so before it gets to that point where bail out is necessary, we're going to step in and try to stabilize this utility that was once vibrant and was once sterling in reputation, and try to rehabilitate that. And it's going to take some time, but we're wanting to make sure that rate that the people are paying is stabilized and begins to decline.
What are the biggest obstacles that stand in the way of, you know, the governing board taking over?
Well, right now, like another couple, three dozen bills, we're waiting on the governor to validate the Gainesville Regional Utility Authority. Once that happens, it sets the ball in motion to begin to collect nominations from anyone in the community that'd like to nominate someone to serve on that board. You can self-nominate if you like. One person has to live outside of the city. One person would need to represent a commercial utility user. And then three of the five needs to have some background in energy, utilities, law, accounting, or some type of professional degree or designation or experience that would lend themselves to providing good counsel and guidance to the board.
Now, are these paid positions?
These are not paid positions. Matter of fact, this bill passed, I think, 2016. This bill passed, and then Governor Scott vetoed the bill because there were $18,000 of salary for each one of the five board members, and Governor Scott didn't think that was a good idea, and he vetoed almost the exact same bill. So these are non-paid volunteer positions.
I just think it's interesting because the city commissioners don't have a problem taking their paycheck. They are the ones who supposedly were supposed to be accountable for the running of GRU. And over the last couple of decades, clearly they haven't done a very good job, but they've still managed to cash their paychecks, I suppose.
Well, they have. And if you remember, even after being audited in January, they voted to double their salaries. And reluctantly, they rescinded that. And I think we even had one commissioner said, oh, well, now I'm only going to work 20 hours a week. And that's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. Let me just say, Bob, 7 years I've been in the state legislature. I've donated 100% of my salary for the state legislature to Santa Fe College to provide scholarships for first-generation scholarships, underrepresented minorities, and non-traditional students. So, look, if you're in it for the money, you're in the wrong business.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I just wanted to point it out that, you know, the people that were paid to take care of things weren't very good caretakers. But, hey, we appreciate what you're doing. State Representative
Chuck
Clements.
Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you, and we'll have you back on soon, especially if there's any new developments.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob.
All right, thank you. Stay safe, my friend. State Representative Chuck Clements on the Bob Rose Show talking about GRU oversight. Got to take over the municipally run utility because they've run it into the ground, basically.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.